अखण्डम् सच्चिदानन्दम् अवाङ्मनसगोचरम् आत्मानमखिलाधारम् आश्रयेऽभीष्टसिद्धये वेदान्तसारा। There is a vastu and an avastu. Vastu means the real, the Brahman, and avastu. Avastu means unreal. The author started by telling these two things, vastu and avastu. And then he is discussing the avastu, starting from ajnana. Ajnana is avastu. Sukshma bhutas are avastu. Sukshma sharira is avastu. Sthula sharira is avastu. External world, sthula, prapancha is avastu. Why this discussion of avastu? When we are interested in the vastu, people have come to understand the real. And why this avastu is discussed? You are going on and on with avastu. Somebody may ask, you tell me when you are going to start vastu, then I will come. Why? Why so much of discussion about avastu, unreal? What we are discussing is about unreal. The answer is, you cannot see the vastu, leaving out the avastu here. It is not that this is avastu and beyond this avastu there is avastu. It is not so. If you understand that the vastu, the real is somewhere else, leaving out this unreal, that is not the right understanding of Vedanta. Then what is the right understanding? The right understanding is to see the vastu as the very essence of avastu. In and through the avastu, in and through the unreal, there is the vastu. There is the real. The very essence of the vastu, the very essence of the unreal is the real, is the Brahman. Therefore, the understanding of Vedanta is complete only when you see the Brahman as the very essence of everything. As the very essence of the whole universe. This is Brahman. The very essence of this is Brahman. This is existence. This has existence because of Brahman. This is evident because of Brahman. Only when you understand that, you see the truth. That is why we can't say the vastu is beyond avastu. Where is Brahman? Beyond this universe. No. The beyond is misleading. Beyond means you have to see upwards. There is no beyond. As the very essence, you have to find the vastu. That is why the avastu is discussed. Avastu is analyzed to show that this avastu is nothing but the vastu. In essence, the unreal, the whole universe, which is unreal as the nama rupa, as the name and form, it is unreal. But in essence, it is not different from the real. the Brahman. That is why the Shastra is telling us how the real itself, the Chaitanya itself, the Brahman itself manifests it in the form of the universe, the unreal. That is why we discuss the Srishti. And in the Srishti, first of all, the Karana is discussed. The Karana level is discussed. At the Karana level, there is avidya, ajnana, vyashti ajnana and samashti ajnana. And samashti ajnana upahita chaitanya. The chaitanya associated with the samashti ajnana. What is it called? Ishwara. And from this Ishwara, the sukshma bhutas come. The five sukshma bhutas. Sukshma akasha, sukshma vayu, sukshma agni, sukshma jala and sukshma prithivi. And these five sukshma bhutas further combine to produce two things. One is the sukshma shariras. That is one direction. Another direction is the sukshma bhutas produce the sthula bhutas. So like that, from the sukshma bhutas, the srishti takes two directions. One is, it has to produce the whole sukshma sharira. And now, the sukshma sharira is discussed. After the sukshma bhuta, sukshma sharira. The sukshma bhutas are the constituents of sukshma sharira. So we are discussing the sukshma sharira. And sukshma sharira is defined. 61. Sukshma sharirani. Saptadasha avayavani. Linga sharirani. Sukshma sharira is linga sharira. It's called linga sharira. Because the sukshma sharira becomes an indicator for the presence of the Chaitanya. And now the author has told what are the avayavas. Avayavas are avayavastu jnanendriya panchakam buddhi manasi karmendriya panchakam vayu panchakam cha iti. There are 17 avayavas of sukshma sharira. Saptadasha avayava. And the 17 avayavas are told. Jnanendriya panchakam. Five jnanendriyas. Buddhi, manas. And five karmendriyas. And five pranas. Vayu panchakam. Five vayus. Vayus means pranas. Totally 17. And what are the jnanendriyas are told? Jnanendriyani, shrotra, tvak, chakshuhu, jihva, ghranakhyani. The jnanendriyas are five. Shrotra, tvak. Shrotra means sense of hearing. Tvak, sense of touch. Chakshuhu, sense of sight. Jihva, sense of taste. And ghrana, sense of smell. And now the author has told us what are the karanas of these five. From what these five senses come? The Shrotrendriya comes from Akasha. Similarly, Twak Indriya comes from Vayu. That is why it is able to know the touch. The touch is the guna of Vayu. So five elements have one guna each. Akasha's guna is Shabda. Vayu's guna is Sparsha. Touch. Wherever there is touch, there is Vayu. Agni's guna is light, rupa. Light's guna is rupa, color, color. Then jala, the guna is rasa, taste. And prithivi, the guna is gandha, smell. Wherever there is smell, the prithivi tattva is there. So five elements have five gunas. Each element has its own specific guna. And each element produces one indriya. Each sukshma bhuta produces one indriya. And a particular indriya produced by the particular bhuta can know that particular quality of that particular bhuta. The indriya produced by the particular bhuta can know the quality of the particular bhuta. The indriya produced by the particular bhuta can know the guna of the particular bhuta. For example, Shrotrendriya is produced from Akasha. The guna of Akasha is Shabda. And therefore, Shrotrendriya can know Shabda. This is common for all five. So therefore, the author is telling now that each indriya is produced from a particular bhuta individually. And each of these bhuta has three parts. Sattvika part, Rajasa part, and Tamasa part. The Sattva predominant part, Rajas predominant part, and Tamas predominant part. Each bhuta has. Akasha also has Sattva, Rajas, and Tamas. Vayu also has Sattva, Rajas, and Tamas. Like that. But these indriyas are produced from the Sattva predominant part of Akasha, etc.
Etani
Akashadinam Sattvikam Shebhyaha Vyastebhyaha Prathak Prathak Pramena Utpadyante. Etani means these means all these indriyas, all these five jnanendriyas. Etani means these five jnanendriyas. Akashadinam, they come from Akasha, etc. And what portion of Akasha, etc.? Sattvikamshebhyaha, from the sattva predominant portion of Akasha, etc. They come. Vyastebhya, from individual element. It is not that Akasha, Vayu, etc. combine and produce one Shrotrendriya. Akasha individually produces Shrotrendriya. There is no combination of other elements. Only one element produces one indriya. That is why Vyastebhyaha, from the individual element, prithak prithaka, separately, not combined, Kramena means respectively. Respectively means, here the enumeration of five elements are there. Previously we saw five elements are enumerated in a particular order, in a particular sequence. Akasha, Vayu, Agni, Jala and Prithivi. And here five indriyas are enumerated in the same order, in a particular order. Shrotra, Tvak, Chakshuhu, Jihva and Ghrana. So, from Akasha etc., Shrotra etc. come respectively. That is indicated by the word Kramena. That is told by the word Kramena. So, from Akasha, Shrotra comes. From Vayu, Tvak comes. Like that. That is the Kramena. You should not mix up like from Vayu Shrotra comes, you can't see. So Kramena Utpadyante, they are produced respectively from each element. So that is the five parts of Sukshma Sharira. The first five parts of Sukshma Sharira are over. Now, there is an entity in Sukshma Sharira which is responsible for thinking, cognition, emotions, identification, memory, etc. We all have that kind of a component, that kind of an entity in our personality. What is that? What is responsible for thinking? What is responsible for emotions? In the medical field, they can say there is a brain. But inside the brain, what happens? They can't say. Some neurons are there. And through the neurons, there are some, some connections are there. There is a circuit, and through the circuit some chemical reactions take place. Some current passes in the form of some chemical reaction. And that much they can understand. The Shastra says, there is something called Antahkarana. Antahkarana. Antahkarana is a stuff. It is also a matter. Like this gross body, it is also a matter. It is sukshma matter. Antahkarana. There is only one antahkarana for everyone. This antahkarana is responsible for all our activities like thinking, knowing, identification, memory, etc. Everything is there in antahkarana. And this antahkarana itself is called by four names in the Shastra. Four names are there for one antahkarana, depending on their various functions. Like the same person is called driver, cook, etc. So somebody has only one person as a worker. The same person does driving when he has to go. The same person does cooking. The same person is a watchman also. So when he cooks, he will say he is a cook. When he drives, you say he is driver. When he is at night, he becomes watchman. Like that. It is nice to have such a person, but it is difficult to find. So a versatile person. All purpose. Multi-purpose. So this antahkarana can be compared to a lake. In the lake, the waves come. Similarly, in this antahkarana, different types of waves come. Any thought is a wave in the antahkarana, like a wave in the antahkarana. Suppose I say pot. A pot wave came in your antahkarana. I say flower. Another wave came. Flower wave in your antahkarana. So these waves in the antahkarana are called vritti. They are called vritti. The waves in the antahkarana. So any thought, any cognition takes place in the form of a wave in the antahkarana. A modification, a function in the antahkarana. So it is called vritti. Antahkarana vritti it is called. A modification of the antahkarana. Suppose I see this flower. The eyes take this flower into my antahkarana. Through the eyes, the flower goes into my antahkarana. And then the antahkarana modifies in a form which represents this flower. So the flower sits in my antahkarana. There is a modification. So that is called vritti. So antahkarana vritti. And these vrittis are classified. And based on these vrittis, the antahkarana is called four types. When a particular vritti comes, it has one name. When another particular type of vritti comes, it has another name. And the four names are Manas, Buddhi. First we will take Buddhi. Here the enumeration is Buddhi first. Buddhi, Manas, Chitta and Ahankara. Buddhi, Manas, Chitta and Ahankara. Four names. The same antahkarana, when it does the activity of determination, decision, it is called buddhi. When it does the activity of doubting, it is called manas. When it does the activity of remembering, it is called chitta. When it does the activity of identification, it is called ahankara. So we will read. Buddhir nama nischayatmika antahkarana vrittihi. What is buddhi? There is an antahkarana vritti. A thought in the antahkarana, which is in the form of nischaya, decision. I know what a particular thing is properly, without doubt. It is called nischaya. That kind of antahkarana vritti when it is present in the antahkarana. The antahkarana is called buddhi. So buddhir nama nishchayatmika antahkarana vrittihi. When there is nishchayatmaka vritti, the wave is in the form of nishchaya. A particular wave came. That is nishchaya. Yes, I know what it is. So you had a doubt whether to go to the class or not. And you decided, yes, I will go to the class. Nishchaya came. Whether this is a flower or a fruit, that is doubt. If you know it is a flower exactly, that is nishchaya. Manonama sankalpa vikalpatmika antahkarana vrittihi. Sankalpa vikalpatmaka antahkarana vritti. The antahkarana vritti is in the form of sankalpa vikalpa. Sankalpa vikalpa means doubt. You are not sure what it is. You have two possibilities. Either it is a flower or a fruit. Two possibilities. That is sankalpa vikalpa. One is sankalpa, another is vikalpa. Whether I should come to the class or not. Two possibilities. You are considering. That is sankalpa vikalpa. Not sure. Decision has not yet come. Then it is called manas. So manonama sankalpa vikalpatmika antahkarana vritti. So, as I said, there are four. There are four names. But here, when he defined the sukshma sharira, he didn't enumerate chitta and ahankara. He just said buddhi and manas. Where did chitta and ahankara go? That question may come. Only buddhi and manas are told in the list. Saptadasha avayava. 17 parts consist of only buddhi and manas. What happened to chitta and ahankara? The author is telling, chitta and ahankara are included in the buddhi and manas. Anayo reva chitta ahankara yoho antarbhavaha. So anayoho means these two, buddhi and manas. In these two only, chitta and ahankara, they are antarbhavaha, they are included. That means the chitta is included in the manas. And ahankara is included in the buddhi. Like that you can include. Sometimes you can say them separately also. Sometimes you can include also. And now the author is telling what is chitta and ahankara. Anusandhanatmika antahkarana vrittihi chittam. So, anusandhana means memory. When the vritti is in the form of memory, remembering something, recollecting something, the antahkarana is called chitta. All of you know a lot of things. So many information all of us know. You know various languages, at least one language everyone knows. Even if you know one language, in that one language there are hundreds of words. That means you know hundreds of words and how to use each word. That itself is a great amount of information. But people here know at least two languages. They know English and they know their mother tongue. Some people may know three languages. Some people may know four languages. Lot of words in each language. All that things is there in their mind. And you know so many people, hundreds of people you know. Some of them you know by face. Some of them you know by name. Lot of people. But are you aware of that now? Are all the words in a particular language, all the people, their face, their name, their data, everything you know now? It is not there in your conscious mind. But whenever you require, you recollect them. When you see one person, you speak something in a particular language. Suddenly another person comes. You switch the language. All this information is there in our mind. Where is it stored? We are not aware of that now. At a given moment, you don't know what all things are there, how many things are there. What all you remember also, you may not be knowing. Where is it stored? It is stored in our mind, in the form of latent impressions. Whatever experience we get, whatever knowledge we gain, whatever informations we gain is stored in our antahkarana in the form of latent impressions. And these latent impressions are called samskara. Samskara. You met a new person yesterday. You spoke to him. You knew his name. You asked his name. And he told his name. That is stored in your mind as samskar. Later you forget. You are not aware of it all the time. You need not do japa. Suppose I met a Devadatta. I need not keep on telling Devadatta, Devadatta. Otherwise I will forget. I remember. It is there in the form of samskara in my mind. And today, that person comes in front of me. That samskara is invoked. And when this samskara is invoked, all the data of that person comes in my memory. The waves come. Whatever I have known yesterday, that comes back. And this wave, which is born from the samskara, it is called chit. This wave is called anusandhan. Anusandhan. Anusandhana means the memory wave, the memory thought. The memory vritti, anusandhana vritti. And when this anusandhana vritti is there, the antahkarana is called chitta. When you are remembering something, it is called chitta. The samskara is there, it is not called chitta. Samskara is latent. There is no vritti called samskara. It is there in potential form. So when it is invoked, it becomes a vritti called memory. And when this vritti is there, you are remembering now at present, then it is called chitta. So, next, abhimanatmika antahkarana vrittihi ahankaraha ahankara. Ahankara means, here we should not take the usual meaning of ahankara. In our languages, we use ahankara as ego, pride. That is ahankara. He has ahankara. Only ahankara ide andre. That is different. He has ego. Some problem is there. But here ahankara is a technical word. Abhimanatmika antahkarana vrittihi. There is an antahkarana vritti in the form of abhimana. Abhimana means identification. Identification means I thought. I am this. I am the doer. I am the enjoyer. I am good. I am very significant person. I am insignificant. Even I am insignificant is ahankar. That's also in ahankar. I am this body. I am a man. I am a woman. All these are abhimana. Abhimana vritti. Which comes in the antahkarana. And this is mine. This book is mine. Abhimana. I and mine thought is abhimana. So, when the antahkarana has this kind of thought, abhimana thought, I and mine thought, identification thought, identification vritti, it is called ahankaraha. So like that, the one antahkarana is called with four names depending on the various vrittis, various functions. And now the author is telling what produces this antahkarana. What is the cause of this antahkarana? We saw that each individual sukshma bhuta produces one indriyas, jnanendriyas. But here, this ahanka antahkarana is not produced by individual bhutas. The antahkarana is produced by all the five sukshma bhutas mixed together. The combination of all the five elements is antahkarana. Ete punaha akashadi gata sattvikam shebhyaha militebhyaha utpadyante. Ete means all these four. Manas, buddhi, ahankara and chitta. Nothing but one antahkarana. The same Antahkarana is called by all these four names. Akashadigata Sattvikamshebhyaha. They are also born from the Sattvika portion of Akasha, etc. Like the Jnanendriyas. Antahkarana is also produced from the Sattvika portion of each of the five elements, five Sukshma Bhutas. But the difference is, there it was individual, one Bhuta. But here, Milite Bhyaha, all five mixed together. Utpadyante, they are produced. And now, the author is telling, why all these Jnanendriyas and Antahkarana is known to be produced from the Sattvika portion of Akasha, etc. Why they are Sattvika Amsha? Why not Rajas and Tamas? That is answered. Because wherever there is knowledge, we should understand that Sattva is predominant. If somebody has a capacity for knowledge, that means he has Sattva in him. Without Sattva, knowing is not possible. Rajas means activity. Where there is Rajas, lot of activities will be there. Somebody is very active, means Rajas is there. Somebody is very much knowledge oriented, likes studying and reading things, means Sattva is there. Somebody is very lazy, always sleeps, that means Tamas. This Antahkarana and Indriyas, they are knowledge oriented. They have the tendency for knowledge. The Jnanendriyas, they are principally meant for knowledge. Even Antahkarana is the knowing faculty. Jnana is there. So this knowledge is generally in the Shastra sometimes referred to as Prakasha, light. So when we say light, sometimes it will refer to knowledge. Etesham Prakashatmakatvat Sattvikamsha Karyatvam. Etesham includes the five Jnanendriyas plus the Antahkarana. Manas, Buddhi, Chitta and Ahankara. All these are Prakashatmaka. Prakashatmaka means they are predominantly knowledge oriented. And therefore, Sattvikamsha Karyatvam, they are the effects of Sattvikamsha, the Sattvika portion, the Sattva portion of Akasha, etc. So, Sattva predominant. So, it is an inference. Inference is, if they are meant for knowledge, if they are able to know certain things, you can infer that they are produced from Sattva. So, that way, they can be told to be Sattvikamsha Karya, the effects of Sattvikamsha of Akasha, etc. So now, the author is talking of the different koshas. There are annamaya kosha is the sthula sharira. Sthula sharira is annamaya kosha. That will come later. Anandamaya kosha came previously. What is anandamaya kosha? The ajnana. Ajnana is anandamaya kosha. The karana sharira. Karana sharira and anandamaya kosha. We saw that previously. Now the author is telling vijnanamaya kosha. What are the five koshas? Annamaya kosha, pranamaya kosha, manomaya kosha, vijnanamaya kosha and anandamaya kosha. So now you are going in an opposite direction. So anandamaya he took first. Then he is coming to vijnanamaya kosha. So what is vijnanamaya kosha? Iyam buddhihi jnanendriyaihi sahita vijnanamaya kosha bhavati iyam buddhihi. This buddhi, the buddhi which is defined previously, buddhirnama nishchayatmika antahkarana vrittihi. The nishchayatmika antahkarana vritti, the antahkarana with the nishchaya, with the decision. Jnanendriyaihi sahita, along with the five jnanendriyas, it is called vijnanamaya koshaha. Vijnanamaya kosho bhavati, the second kosha. If you start from annamaya, it is fourth. If you start from anandamaya, it is second. Now, the author is defining what is jiva. All of us know there is a jiva. Jiva, the word is very, very common. But what is jiva? The author is defining jiva. Ayam kartritva bhoktritva sukhitva dukhitvadi abhimanatvena ihaloka paraloka gami vyavahariko jiva ityuchyate. This vijnanamaya kosha, buddhi and the five jnanendriyas. In the buddhi and jnanendriyas, the chaitanya reflects. The atmanaha chaitanya. The chaitanya reflects. And it pervades the buddhi and jnanendriyas. The buddhi is pervaded by chaitanya. And now there is a mix-up. Buddhi and chaitanya are mixed together. And the chaitanya cannot know itself as distinct from buddhi now. The chaitanya mixes itself with buddhi. So there is a mixture of two. Buddhi is by nature jada. Why it is jada? It is inert. Jada means inert. Insentient. Why? Because it is panchabhuta. It is mixture of panchabhutas. Then this chaitanya pervades the buddhi. And two things are mixed up. Like red hot iron. In the red hot iron, there are two things. One is the fire, the heat, which is the property of fire. And then this iron, Iron doesn't have heat as its own property. Iron is cold. Iron doesn't have redness. It is black or any color. But the redness and the heat of fire pervades the iron. And we say the iron is red hot. And the roundness of the iron, the shape of the iron, goes to the fire. And we say the fire is round. There is a round thing which is hot. Like that, this buddhi and the chaitanya are mixed up. And they seem to be one entity. This is called the jiva. And this jiva identifies itself as, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, etc. So, I am, kartritva, bhoktritva, sukhitva, dukhitvadi, abhimanatvena, ihaloka, paraloka gami, vyavahariko. I think in some books it is vyavaharika. There should be a dirgha. Vyavaharika. Vyavahariko. Jiva ityuchyate. I am means this vijnanamaya kosha, this buddhi with the reflected chaitanya, the chaitanya pervading it. The mixture of two, seems to be one entity. And this mixture, the chaitanya itself is akarta abhokta. It cannot be doer or enjoyer. Chaitanya is free from all modifications. It is not karta. It cannot be the doer. Because doership requires some modifications. The ability to change, ability to modify. Chaitanya is not something which can be modified. It is changeless. And therefore, it is akarta, not the doer. Abhokta. It cannot be enjoyer also. Enjoyer also requires some modifications, changeability. Chaitanya is changeless, therefore not bhokta also. And therefore it cannot be sometimes happy and sometimes sad. There is no fluctuation possible in Chaitanya. But this buddhi, in this buddhi, all these modifications are possible. Buddhi can have various waves, the identification, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. Kartritva, bhoktritva, etc. are present in the buddhi. And because of this mixture, because of the lack of discrimination, we superimpose the property of buddhi as being subject to modification, as being subject to happy, pain and pleasure, fluctuations, kartritva, bhoktritva, etc. it is superimposed on the Chaitanya, on the Chaitanya. On the other hand, the consciousness is superimposed on the Buddhi. And therefore we think consciousness is the property of the Buddhi. In fact, Buddhi is jada. It cannot have consciousness. Consciousness is never the property of Buddhi. Consciousness is the swarupa of Chaitanya. It is the essential nature of Chaitanya. But because of this mixture, we superimpose the property of one thing on the other. Atma is asamsari. Atma doesn't have samsara. No kartritva, no bhoktritva, no doership, no enjoyership. It is not subject to pleasure and pain. That means asamsari. It cannot have birth and death. Atma is free from birth and death. Chaitanya is free from birth and death. But all these properties which are there in the Buddhi is superimposed on the Atma. And therefore, we think this Jiva is having this identification. Jiva identifies itself as Kartritva. I have Kartritva. I am the doer. I am the enjoyer. Bhoktritva. Sukhitva. I am happy. I am pleased. Sometimes the Jiva identifies as Sukhi. I am Sukhi. Sometimes down. I am Dukhi. All the ups and downs. Adi abhimanatvena, all these abhimanas, all these identifications. So the Chaitanya identifies itself with the Buddhi. And once it identifies itself with the Buddhi, it has all these problems. I am happy, I am sad, I am significant, I am insignificant. And therefore, Chaitanya appears to be samsari because of ignorance. So this is the jiva. The Chaitanya identified with the Buddhi and its properties. And this jiva is ihaloka paraloka gami. Ihaloka means this world. Paraloka means the other world. So jiva goes from this world to the other world and vice versa. Sometimes from this world to the other world it will go. Now it is in ihaloka, this world. So after death, at the time of death, the jiva doesn't die. Jiva has no death. What dies? This body falls, that's all. The sthula sharira. The vijnana maya kosha, etc. The buddhi, etc. is intact at the time of death also. Nothing happens to that. The sukshma sharira remains intact. Death is nothing but the sthula sharira, the jiva. Jiva is nothing but sthula sukshma sharira. Sukshma sharira with the reflected consciousness. It leaves this sthula sharira. And it travels. From ihaloka, from this world, it travels. It transmigrates. And it goes to paraloka. Depending on its karma. If it has punya, it will go to swarga. If it has too much of papa, it will go downwards, naraka. It will become animal body. It will enter into animal body, etc. Depending on what is the extent of its papa. And if it is moderate, punya-papa mixture, then it will become human being. Again, ihaloka. If because of punya it has gone to heaven, swarga, kshine punya martyalokam vishanti, again it will come to ihaloka. So this is the destiny of a jiva. And it will keep on continuing. Going and coming will keep on continuing for a jiva. As long as you identify yourself as the jiva with this sukshma sharira, there is going and coming. There is transmigration. So, ihaloka paraloka gami. It goes to this world as well as the other worlds. Goes to the other worlds as well as repeatedly comes to this world. Vyavaharikaha. It is vyavaharika. Vyavaharika means vyavaharam karoti. That which does all the transactions. It does all the karma, all the activities, and gets the result of all the activities. That is vyavahar. Jivaha ityuchyate. It is called jiva. We'll stop here. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate. Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.